This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Dear friends, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been meditating on the fruit of the Spirit. We have already seen about love and joy. Today, we come to the fruit of peace. These first three in fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, form a sort of triplet in the Bible, often appearing together in different combinations. Peace is defined as state of free from interruption or annoyance by worry, problems, noise, or unwanted actions. For Christians, peace is not simply the absence of conflict or freedom from commotion and violence. Peace is the result of right relationship with God, one another, and with creation. The concept of peace is wholeness in all of life. Peace has to do primarily with the mind. When you allow your mind to get distracted or disturbed, you miss out on the peace that God has for you. World we live is craving for peace. Domestic strife, interpersonal violence and abuse, civil conflict, ethnic and racial clashes, religious rivalry, terrorist attacks, wars between nations, and potential threat of nuclear, chemical, biological weapons, all these things prevent us from achieving peace. The Bible makes justice the inseparable companion of peace. Isaiah 32:17, James 3:18, both point to right and sustainable relationships in human society, the vitality of our connections with the earth, the well-being of integrity or creation. What will peace look like? When there is peace, no one goes hungry. When there is peace, we support each other's thriving. When there is peace, differences are celebrated as gifts for the good of all. There are three main expressions we find in the Bible. These are the expressions God of peace, peace of God, and peace with God. All three relate to each other, but each has a different emphasis. The first expression, God of peace, has to do with the peace that God has in Himself. This has to do with God's character, with who He is. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14:33, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." The second expression, peace of God, has to do with the peace that God gives us. God takes the peace that He has in Himself and He shares it with us. There are so many examples of this in Scripture, but in Psalm 29:11, it reads, "The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace." And then the third expression, peace with God, has to do with our relationship with God restored through Christ, Romans 5:1. There are four main obstacles to peace in our lives: wickedness, worry, fear, and conflict. Wickedness is the outcome of sinful heart. Worry is about potential troubles. Fear has to do with present troubles. Conflict has to do with interpersonal troubles. Jesus said in John 14:27, one of the most beautiful verses in the Scripture, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." To grow in peace, we should pray and give thanks. Philippians 4:6-7 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When we act in the Spirit of Christ, we can sow love where there is hatred, can dispense pardon where there is injury, can cast light where there is darkness. As instruments of peace and justice, we can seek to replace discord with harmony and to repair the brokenness that shatters the wholeness of Shalom. May God grant us the fruit of Spirit in all the walks of our life. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.